All right, time for boots and salutes on your Monday morning, and you can start things off. You can start things off, I guess, then on boots and salutes. Go ahead.
Well, and if I might have two salutes. I've got one for the Hafford Christmas trade show. They put on a great show, trade show, and lots of local people doing a lot of local shopping. That was great to see. And if you're heading west, make sure you catch the gas in North Battleford. It was 91.9 the other day. Awesome.
Thank you for your call.
You bet.
Good morning, boots and salutes.
Yes, it's not so much a boot or a salute. I watched the men's finals curling in Esteban on the weekend, and curling was good, but Justin Trudeau could have had a bigger crowd in the stands. Thank you.
Thanks for the call. Good morning, boots and salutes.
Hi, I'd like to boot the Saskatoon Blaze for beating the Raiders. Thank you.
As spoken like a true Raider fan. You know, what I thought was interesting listening to head coach Mark Habscheid after the game for the Prince Albert Raiders, like he can say the three times that they've lost points this year, like this, yeah, you know, in Red Deer and against Swift Current the other night, and then tonight against the Blades, you know, we probably could have won those games. It's like, I know, eh? Like, nobody else could rattle off. Those are the only times that we haven't come away with points this season.
What a team he has there. Oh, and what a great crowd out there, like over 6,000 people. The teddy bears got a chance to toss the Bears, the only goal of the night. That was awesome.
Well, I know that the Blades actually opened things up for initiation and novice players to come out and check out the game. So good on the Blades for getting some kids out to the rink on a Sunday afternoon. It was terrific.
Hey, by the way, one other thing that I think deserves some acknowledgement that happened yesterday. Knights of Columbus made a major check donation to the Jim Pattison Children's Hospital Foundation. $70,000 check they turned over yesterday.
Wow.
Yeah, so well done. Well done.
No doubt. 306-938-0600. Toll-free 1-800-667-3727. If there's anything that you'd like to discuss this morning on Boots and Salutes, the lines are open. A question on CJWWradio.com. Having your say, are you on board with the provincial government letting rideshare companies set up shop in Saskatchewan? So far, 53% say yes, the rest say no. You can vote at CJWWradio.com or call in with your vote on Boots and Salutes this morning. Good morning, Boots and Salutes. You're on the air.
Good morning. I got a great big boot for the board of the co-op. I'm 87 years old. I've been a longtime member of the co-op. I kind of think maybe we should have another look at a new board member, because this strike has just been dragging on too long for us. Thank you.
Thanks for the call. 306-938-0600, 1-800-667-3727.
Now, I've been a little out of loop in the last week, but isn't today going to be a pretty interesting day over at City Hall? Is it today that they may rescind one of the votes?
Or
is that next?
I'm debating if it's the 10th or the 17th.
Okay, well, I might be off a week.
Yeah, it might be the 17th.
Okay, because I was thinking of wrestling. For some reason, City Hall came into mind.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Yes, good morning. I heard Bo Daniels is a Blades fan now. Thank you.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
I'm not sure if I heard right, but I believe that I heard that the auditorium wants some more, the art gallery wants some more taxpayers' money to keep them going, and I thought that's going to be a self-sufficient thing going now.
No, you did hear right. The Remy Martin Art Gallery, along with who else? TCU Place and Sastel Center all asked for increases in their budget for 2019, and all received. So you were right. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Yeah, good morning. I'd like to salute the Rush. What a great game they played on Saturday night. Thank you.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes. Hi there. Don't listen to the radio.
Oh, I thought I had it turned off. Sorry.
No problem.
I would like to, first of all, welcome Steve back. It was good to hear his voice again.
Well, thank you.
And I want to salute the people on Clinkskill Drive for their wonderful light display. It's really something when people go out and do that on an individual basis. And I'd like to boot the premiers. I cannot believe that they would expend that kind of money to send all the premiers to Montreal for a one-day conference. Just makes no sense. There's so many things to be discussed. Not one person had the guts to tell Trudeau what a rotten job he's doing. They're all buddy-buddy, and, you know, yet they're talking about him when, you know, when things are going on a daily basis, and makes no sense. Thanks very much.
Thanks for the call. Interesting point, though. Couldn't they FaceTime one another?
Yeah, when you're going that far, you should not. You need to be in the same room. There are body language cues. There are things that are done and said, and tips from body language when the when you're not involved in the conversation. That's very important in the room.
One day.
Well, that's what I say. Make it longer. Like, go there for a couple of days. Get into it. Have a good discussion. Have serious meetings for multiple days. Go through some issues. That way you don't just run out of time. But no, you got to be in the same room, man. I don't like...
Really?
When it comes to important meetings, you have to be in the room. No, there are things that happen that you can't tell when you're watching it on a screen, when you're doing the video conferencing and that. That's great for some meetings. Fantastic. Do it. Fill your boots, right? But there are some meetings where you need to be in the room.
But everybody's worried about carbon. Look at the amount of fuel we burnt with aircraft jetting to Montreal.
Whatever. You need to be in the same room. That's the most important thing.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Yeah, right. Getting the whole meeting thing. Maybe the people in Paris right now probably are hoping that their meeting could have been teleconference with all the people dying out there and all the looting. Those meetings could be done over the Skype or whatever.
Boots and Salutes, good morning.
Good morning. Yeah, I agree with Dave there. You know what? The finance ministers could have flew out at the same time. Trudeau's the one that's really worried about carbon and everything. Why don't they do it so they all go out at once? And another thing, we're talking about someone who said it was going to be a transparent government. Why don't we have cameras in there to see what the questions are really asked instead of listening to the crap that comes out afterwards that we don't know if it's true or not? Thank you.
Boots and Salutes, good morning.
Good morning. Yeah, I just have to say, since we got nights of lots of sun, we should be thanking the Lord what we have right now.
All right. Thanks for the call, and that's going to do it for Boots and Salutes coming up after 8 o'clock.